is the Roundtable episode 101.
I thought we were going to start over and go back to one.
No.
That's not how it works.
No, you just keep, remember, because then when we get to 200, who knows what's going to happen.
Okay.
Something way better. But I'm Jenny Walker, the social media ministry leader here at Life Church. And this is Mike Hill. He is our lead pastor. And this is Linda Gould sitting in between us.
Yay!
And we also have, which I don't know if you'll be able to see, but by guest, or not by guest, but this is by people have requested this, is Roman. Roman Paul Walker. Okay, so when I named him, I didn't realize that Paul Walker was, like, I didn't realize that. Like, I knew
you
my
You named last, him after the Fast and Furious guy that died.
No, I named him after Roman, the book, and Paul from the Bible.
And
then
Walker
when I added
from
my last name.
Oh, God.
You get it? But
nobody,
I didn't realize that.
Nobody's putting that together. Everybody's like, why? You love Fast and Furious?
I know that. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. That's the first time.
And he died in a car accident.
I know.
And your dog jumped out of the window.
That's so true.
It's like a premonition. It's something to come.
Yeah. We were going 30 miles per hour. I really didn't want to announce it over the air public, but whatever.
Oh, I thought everybody
knew. His scar
knew.
Is gone now, so you can't even tell.
Everybody didn't know that you let your dog jump out the window.
I wasn't, like, telling people. Oh. I didn't let him jump out.
Now everybody knows. Huh?
I didn't let him jump
out. You actually let him jump out because you rolled the window down and let the dog jump out.
Because he liked to... No, whatever. We're not getting into it. Roman, it's okay.
but you forgot Corinne.
Oh my gosh. And we
like,
have
nobody cares about the dog.
No. Yes, they do.
You said somebody said special guest. Who was it?
Yes, it was Gina.
Gina who?
Band meter.
Oh, Judas.
I know, I had to go look back and look. Before I realized it was her, that's when I was like, oh, I'll bring him in. And then I just checked like 2 seconds ago. Sorry, Gina, I probably wouldn't have brought him if I realized that it was you that said it. But anyways... We have a new producer today stepping in, and we're going to see if she is going to replace Nick. Can you guess who it is? It is Corinne.
Corinne, yay!
Nick's still superior to me.
And she has her co-producer sitting next to her, too.
Who?
Norman.
Norman.
Norman Bates.
What about Jim, who's sitting in the background watching his wife saying, she better not say anything wrong or the cane's coming out. Right?
Yes, and we have Jim in the house, too.
Yes, it's a full house today.
Yes. Oh,
yeah,
he's
that's
got
what
his
I'm saying.
Cane.
He's got his cane. So, Linda, tell us about what's going on in your life. You're the first guest that came prepared with stuff to share.
That's a lot
really?
Of stuff.
No, yeah, this is the first person that's brought, like, notes.
Yes.
Well, I wrote 3 whole pages worth, and Jim says, you're going to just overkill, aren't you, with writing notes?
3 pages?
Wow.
Well, I just wanted to write things down in my mind. You know?
So you don't forget it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so is this what's in your mind? Like right there?
Well, some of it, yeah. There's a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. The internal dialogues.
So what is the stuff that you wrote down?
Well, that's coming later.
Oh, that's later.
Yeah, this stuff is later.
This is for the later stuff. So the 3 pages of stuff you wrote, is any of it in there?
No.
Okay, so
you wrote... I left it over there so I wouldn't sit here reading notes.
Okay, so in those 3 pages of notes, give us your synopsis.
Okay. Yes.
What was on your mind?
Oh, just the way I grew up. I grew up in Vincennes.
Okay.
Heather Wilson knows all about that because she's from Vincennes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, Heather, I found out she was one of the watermelon queens 1 year.
The what?
Vincennes.
Watermelon queen?
Well, I'm a watermelon queen. They
How
have
do
a
you
big
become
festival.
The watermelon?
Hey, that's kind of like the watermelon capital. You get the best watermelons from Vincennes, Indiana.
Wow.
You go to Kroger or Walmart and you see this big thing of watermelons and cantaloupes. If it says Musen Brothers, it's from Vincennes.
Really?
Wow.
Musen Brothers.
Yeah. Musen Brothers.
And every year, New Year's Eve, they drop the watermelon.
Wow.
Instead of dropping the ball.
So when you become the watermelon, so Heather was a watermelon queen?
Yes, she was. I saw that in an old clipping from.
Did she have to wear like a watermelon dress?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask her, Nick.
Did she have to spit seeds a certain distance?
It could be they have that contest.
That's amazing.
Oh, I know. You've never been in the, have you been in the watermelon seed spitting contest?
No.
I have a trophy.
No.
You do?
Yeah. No. Used to go to 4-H fairs and they would have like watermelon seed spitting contests.
No, I grew up there, but I had to leave when I was 13 because my dad took a job in Huntington, Indiana.
That's how you ended up in Huntington?
Yeah. Devastated me. I just
to leave Vincennes and come to Huntington?
Family was my life. Aunts, uncles, cousins, grandpas, grandmas.
They were all down there.
Yeah.
And is Everybody it a really small there. Town?
No, it's about the size of Huntington, maybe a little larger.
But that's Huntington didn't have no watermelon.
I
queen.
Know.
No.
I've never even heard of it. We're not that cool.
But really, that was, I went to a Lutheran school. Went to a Lutheran church.
Well, that's right, because you my and Jim both staunch Lutherans.
Okay, my mom comes from Reitmeyers and Schultz's. So I don't know if you can get much more German than that. So yeah, she went to a Lutheran school. She was always her parents. And I grew up in a Lutheran school. But then when I was going into high school, Dad decided we're going to move to Huntington, which
wow,
that was hard because I was all set to go to high school with my friends and my cousins. Yeah. And then we come up here and I knew nobody. And I was a nerd. I didn't make friends easy.
You were a nerd?
Really?
Oh, gosh, yes. My last name was Cat.
Huh?
C-A-T-T.
Linda Cat.
Linda Cat.
All kinds of cats in Vincennes. You come to Huntington?
Not one cat. Well, no, there's a lot of cats, but there's no cats as a last name.
No two-legged ones.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids, well, do you have a brother named Tom? Do you have an uncle named Bob? You know, Bobcat, Tomcat.
Oh.
And Jenny's like,
she didn't get it.
No. Jenny's
got this look like, okay. Was there a Bob?
Well, I was really confused how they knew them from being so far away. The Bobcat did it to me. I got it.
You
I got
it. What's that? Not the Tomcat?
No.
But I wasn't cool enough to take that as a funny and laugh with them. I was just...
Hurt your feelings.
Put my head down and went to school crying every morning. So
every morning
in
high school?
Mm-hmm. So, you want to know,
what was that high school? It wasn't the one that we have now, right?
It was Huntington High School, and it was over on Guilford Street where the old Crestview was.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That was our high school.
Yeah. You want to know how times have changed? So
back in the day,
bullying was calling you a tomcat or a bobcat. Bullying today doesn't look anything like that. Times have changed.
Yeah, I still have a friend here in Huntington. If she sees me, she says, hi, Kitty.
Seriously?
She always called me Kitty. Yeah.
Was that Jim's pet name for you? Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Why can't you see Jim?
Oh, man.
Hey,
he
Linda.
Yes, I could.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
I mean,
kitty.
He's already over there meowing at her.
It was kind of the call.
He did say kitten once in a while.
Did he?
Aww.
What's up, kitten? Sweet. What's up, kitten? Is that how it was, Jim?
Yeah.
He's nodding his head.
So.
He said he found her in the cat house.
The cat house.
Should have left him alone.
Do you know what the cat house is?
No, I assume it's a trap house, I'm assuming.
Somewhere along the same lines.
That's kind of like, it's one of those things you don't talk about.
Yeah.
You don't talk about the trap house or the cat house?
Anyway.
It's okay, I do.
Hey, wait a second. I got to say something.
Uh-oh.
I forgot to say this last time, but you reminded me of it. So if you want to believe that all things are possible with God, somebody who was a staunch German Lutheran ended up being half Pentecostal. That's like all things are possible.
Really?
Because that's in your story. I remembered it the last time and I'm like, all things are possible if you can be a German Lutheran and then go to the Pentecostal church and be like running around with flags and you know, doing all that kind of stuff.
That
so
kind of thing.
That's what I mean. That ain't happening, the old German Lutheran church.
Well, when the Holy Spirit gets you, you just don't know where you'll go.
Yeah, I know, but if he got you in that German Lutheran church, you were not raising and waving flags and saying hallelujah.
No.
Right.
No. We were told we better not.
Yeah. Right. Know. Okay. Sorry.
Anyways.
That's going to be a part of the story.
Going to the Lutheran church. We only lived two blocks from the Lutheran church and turned out Jim lived across the street. But I met him because of going to the same church, of being in the same youth group.
And Jim were in the same youth group?
Yeah, the Lutheran youth
group.
Wow.
And we were in the same grade of high school. So I knew who he was.
Did he call you Kitty?
No, he didn't call me anything. He had a girlfriend.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yeah. You were Jim's second choice.
So I had two dates.
There's the Nick laugh.
Right?
It's the grand laugh.
Well, I'm just saying, Like, that's just the way it was. That was a part of the story, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But I had two dates through in high school.
Two dates
all through high school is all I had.
Really?
One of them was a double date with Jim and his girlfriend.
No.
What?
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
That is wild.
That is crazy.
So did you know you had feelings for him then?
Oh, no.
No? Oh, no. Oh, no. She said, oh, like, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. But he went to the Navy right out of high school.
Uh-huh.
And I took business classes, so I worked for an attorney in Huntington, then I worked for an insurance agency. And he came home on leave. Well, as soon as he got to the Navy, he got his Dear John letter. You do remember?
Yeah, I remember now. I didn't know what Dear John was, but he taught us last
So he got that. And so when he came home that year on leave, he asked me out and we went out. But then when he came back on another leave later in the year, I said I was dating someone else.
Oh, so Jim was your second choice.
So that was 1960. So in 1964.
Wait, 1960 is when?
I went out with him the first time.
But you were dating somebody else.
Later on, yeah.
Okay.
So in 1964, I'm out cruising as people did in our day. And I thought, there's that Jim Gould. He just got out of the Navy. And he was cruising around.
Was he a head turner?
Yeah.
Was he? Yeah. Wow, Jim.
Tall, dark, and handsome straight out of the Navy.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Straight out of the Navy. All the muscles popping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw him and I thought, now he's going that way. If I go this way and if I get around here and I pull up right here, he'll be going by. And he did. And I waved and I drove straight home because I knew he was going to go past my house.
So you just wanted to be in front of him.
You were playing the game.
I sat on my porch and here he came.
Here he came.
And wow. We started talking and I think we might have gone out that night and the next week. And from that moment on, neither of us dated anybody else.
Wow.
We knew.
And you got married pretty quick, right?
Well, he was signed up to go to DeVry Tech in Chicago for electronics.
Oh.
So in August that year, we started dating in June. In August, he left for DeVry Tech, went to Chicago. And he said, will you write me? And I said, yeah, I will. Oh. He said, I'll answer every letter you write to me.
Aww.
I wrote him every day.
Every day?
I sent a letter in the mail every day till the day we got married.
Wow.
Did he answer them all?
No.
No. What in the world? Did he answer any of them?
Oh, yeah. He sent me a few.
Yeah. So do you think that's
his letters
texting?
Are like in my little special hiding place. I still have them.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, like a box. So is it like texting? Like, what do you have to talk about? You know what I mean? Like, if he's not responding.
If you're in love with someone and you don't see them for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When he's in school. He only came home every other weekend.
Wow.
So really, as far as dating, we saw each other through August. And then he went to school. And we saw each other every other weekend.
Wow.
And come Christmas Eve that year, we got engaged.
Hmm.
Big surprise. In two of his letters, he said, what's your ring size? It's like, oh, I think maybe. And then we got married the next April.
So, Jenny, you don't think you could write a letter to somebody?
Well, no, I just mean, like,
didn't
I don't
you
know.
Do that in jail?
Yes.
I was going to say.
I just mean, like, it's like they didn't have texting then.
No, right.
You know what I mean?
No, we didn't have phones.
So if you did, like you would have been texting. And it's just, to me, it's just like mind-blowing if I think about
it
that way.
Just what you've been up to and how you're doing. And
yeah,
what
but see, that's the difference.
The
it's not the same.
I know, and it isn't the same.
No, because when you text, it's like nothing.
Well,
you say really nothing.
No.
I mean, even just like so many, like back then when that was going on, like so many people were so quick to get married. But yet those marriages have lasted. Whereas today, I feel like people are in relationships longer, but yet the divorce rate is so much higher.
Well, we'd been out of school 5 years when we got married.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were 22 and 23. We knew we were ready. And he said he came back to Huntington looking for a wife.
Wow.
So little known that I was two blocks away from where we grew up from each other.
Yeah. But even just think about that concept. So think about the concept of How many people have you talked to today that are in their 20s? Say, I'm looking for a wife or I'm looking for a husband.
Anymore.
No, they're looking to hook up with somebody.
Yes.
Yeah,
no. Right? Like there is no like I'm looking for a wife or I'm looking for a husband. Like I don't think that that's out there.
No.
So that April, I moved up to Chicago with him and he graduated in August. Wow. So and then.
Oh, you guys lived in Chicago?
Well, during that time, like he was going to school. But then he took a job in Bloomington, Indiana, which lasted from September to November because it was he didn't like it. So we came home one weekend. He put his name in at a couple places, got a call. We'd like to hire you. So we moved back to Huntington.
Yeah.
So.
And did you, but none of your family from Vincent's, the kitty cats ever came up this way, right?
Not moving, no.
Right. Just so did you stay in contact with them?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're big on family.
We went down to visit. You know, we went down for reunions. We went down
for the Watermelon Festival. And,
well, maybe not so much for that, but what? Especially for Christmas.
Oh.
You know, just to be with family and reunions. And,
so your whole life, family's been hugely important.
Very, very big. So we've got two kids, Tracy Atkins, which goes to church here, and then our son Tim lives in Fort Wayne. And he's married. And with him, when he married, he brought us three grandchildren right away. So we have seven grandchildren and our 15th great will be born either May 19th or May 20th of this month.
We got a
boy coming. Grandchildren.
Yeah. 15 greats.
And why is family so important to you?
Because that's the way I grew up. Every weekend it was go to aunt and uncle's house. They go, the men play cards, the kids play. Go on a picnic, go some to the lake swimming.
And it was always with family.
To state parks, always family. Yeah. Go to state parks all the time. And so that was, so when I would go down to visit, I could just walk in one of my aunts and uncles' houses and say, you know, what you got to eat?
Wow.
It was, you're just that close.
And why do you think, because I don't think that's the way it is today.
No.
Is it that way with you, Jenny?
Well, we didn't we didn't have TVs back then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We didn't have fast food places to eat or whatever. It was, you had meals together. You spent time playing together. You went to grandma and grandpa's with the rest of the family. So we were very big with our family. We went camping, just did things together with the kids.
Well, here's a question. Not to throw your kids under the bus, because I honestly don't know the answer to this question.
Uh-oh.
But so family was important to you, right? And so you went to grandma and grandpa's, you spent time with them, you were over there all the time. You then have kids. Is family as important to your kids and their kids as it was to you?
Yes.
It's still the same.
Yeah.
So they, same importance, they come over, they want to be a part of. Yeah. So maybe it's just something that's passed down.
I think it is. Yeah. It really is. Because we, and Tracy marrying into Paul's family, Paul's very family is very loving. I mean, if we want to go to Florida, they will say, come stay with us. You know, Tracy's very close to our, his family. And it just it's always been like, our kids come in and our little greats come in and they run right for us and give us hugs.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get any better than that.
Right. Does your family do that, Jenny? Do you guys get together all the time?
No, we used to like that. It used to, like I grew up with my cousins, but I mean, really, I only have one cousin here in town. And then I have three that live outside of town. So, and I never really saw them. And they're like years, years younger than me, like 10, 12, 15. But not so much anymore. When my grandma passed away, she was like the glue that held everything together. So after that, nobody really got together as much anymore.
Well, my dad, I think he was one of six or seven. And so they just all stuck together. It was just, my dad's family knew my mom's family.
Right.
You know, they lived close together, farmers, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, we did things with our kids. We had fun with our kids. And then we had church family, which was close. And we had this other couple we'd get together with. Then we'd tell our kids, okay, we're going to have family fun day. Oh, family fun day. You know, they were getting into that teenage years. But years later, they said, why aren't we having any of those family days? We really want those again.
Yeah.
So I see them doing it with their families.
Yeah.
So that's why it was very important.
Yeah, that's just, again, I feel like some of that has went away. Like,
yeah.
I don't think you see as many.
I don't want families to go away for us.
Doing things as you used to, like families getting together, spending time together. And I think part of it's the pace of life because everybody runs so hard. Then when it gets time to do anything, they don't want people to their house or they're just never home.
Yeah.
You know, because they're gone every night of the week.
Well, we kind of stayed in touch with our kids. You know, there were times we knew Paul and Tracy were gone for the evening or something. And we would go by their house and go inside and we'd turn chairs upside down. And
what?
To their house?
You would go in their house when you weren't there?
We'd take pictures off the wall and we would take things out of the cabinets in the kitchen. We just wanted to know that we had been there.
I bet that made him super excited.
I know.
Well, it was payback because then we'd come home and I found potatoes in the washer and we had sticky notes all over the house. And
so you guys are jokesters.
Well, maybe kind of that way a little bit.
Yeah.
But we had fun with it.
That is funny.
Yeah.
You did what? You put cheese on them?
No, change the drawers.
Oh, you changed the drawers.
Yeah, take this drawer out and put it in this one.
Man, I don't think that's funny. No, not that kind, but my sister, it was my like 19th birthday, okay? Yes, because it was my star birthday, and that's when you, or something.
Your what?
Your star birthday or something when you turn the day. What
your
is
what?
It? Golden birthday.
The golden birthday is your 19th? That.
Well, no. So whatever day you were born. So I was born on the 19th. So when I turned 19, that was my golden birthday.
Oh.
So anyways, I come home from working a long shift and I was having a really, really bad day. This is a funny story, so I'm not going to make it too deep because it kind of got deep during this time. But anyways, I was not in a good place, okay? So I come home and I told, well, before I came home, I told everybody I didn't want them to throw me a party.
Okay.
Like I was not in the mood, whatever. Mm-hmm. So when I get home, I walk in and they're having a party, like a huge party, okay?
It just wasn't for you.
Well, it was for me. It was my birthday. It was for me. But then I walk up to my room because I want like a second alone and my whole entire room, my sister that is 10 years older than me and her friends did this, okay? They're like 29, which I get it now, but whatever. Then all of my stuff was flipped upside down. My stuff, I'm very like organized. I have my closet Roy G. Biv, like the rainbow. They took everything out, mixed it all up. Like I have never seen something done so well that I was so annoyed at.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Didn't you really?
But I was yelling. We got in a fight.
You did?
And I made them all of them and her
on
friends
your
put them back.
Yes. On your birthday.
It's my birthday and I can cry if I want to.
That was a song.
Yeah, I know.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Another thing, I had seen someone do this. So I went over to Paul and Tracy's one night when they were gone. They didn't lock their doors, you know, back then. So I took Christmas wrapping paper and tape and stuff and I went around their house. I got their underwear and I wrapped it up and I got spoons and plates out of the kitchen and I got the remote. And
oh my goodness. Got,
and wrapped them all up and put them under the tree and then I left. So she called and she says, Mom, do you know anybody that's been over here? Have you been over here? I said, no, what? We've been home all evening. What's the matter? Somebody came and there's all kinds of presents under our tree. And I said, oh. What's like
a, they probably thought it was a gift. The Good Samaritan came.
Those are my socks. Those are my shoes. So that's, you know, we like to.
That's a
like
good
that.
One.
That is a, yeah, you should try some of those things.
I should.
When she did it to Kern and Beth, though, the only thing she did wrap the remote and Kern couldn't find it. He was a little ticked.
He was mad.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy that he couldn't find the remote.
Yeah. Well, you can't watch you can't change the channel without the
no,
dumb remote.
But you can look through the gifts that somebody left you.
No, I know.
Play along with the joke.
Yeah. Seriously.
Judas, I can't figure out I'm going to take the remote and tape it down to the end table.
They something. Have things for that.
It's the most
just
ridiculous thing
Velcro.
I've ever
ask
seen.
Ask the Velcro King. Velcro it to your shirt.
Velcro King.
Yeah. He looks,
Velcro
he
it somewhere
everything.
Where it can end up just on the floor randomly in a couch or.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to tell you is that our family wasn't all fun and games.
Wasn't.
We had a lot of tragedies in our family, but I never once heard anybody curse God. I know they all went through horrible times dealing with the situation. I had a cousin. My uncle, for one thing, died in a head-on rack in his semi. And then a few years later, his wife died on an operating table.
Oh, wow.
And then I had a cousin who flew his own plane. And he had a girlfriend who had a place in Florida, and they would fly down for the weekend. So one weekend, they took her two granddaughters. And on the way back, they crashed, and they all four died.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
And then another cousin that his daughter was stabbed to death by her boyfriend.
Oh, how soon was all of this together?
Oh, it was over the years. Over the years.
Wow.
And I had another cousin whose teenage daughter was mad at her parents because they didn't like who she was dating. So she asked her boyfriend to kill them. And they were found shot at the bottom of a ravine.
Oh,
and then, have you guys been on Dateline?
I know.
No. I mean, it seems like a Dateline episode.
But when I think back, you know, of all that, and then we lost our son-in-law, Paul, 4 years ago. And then only 5 months later, our great-grandson, Carson, died on the BMX track and lacerated his heart. And Paul went 12 days after we found out he had cancer. So a lot of things, but God always stayed strong in all the families. Mm. I mean, you could still talk to them. You could go to funerals and there was sadness, but nobody was, I don't know, screaming or carrying on or cursing God or anything like that.
Right.
So it came from strong family backgrounds and God-centered, which was really great. And that's what we've tried to instill in our kids. And one thing that lately, the song, The Blessing,
The blessing,
the Lord keep you.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord bless
you
and keep you.
Yep.
So when it got to, and your children and their children and their children and their children for 1,000 generations. And I thought, you know, with our old German Lutheran background.
Hey, don't let your dog chew through the cord.
No, he's chewing this.
No, he was chewing the cord.
He was?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why you see Corinne getting up coming over here.
Oh. Because
pretty soon you are going to have a mic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay. Yeah, so when it gets to your children's.
Don't want to electrocute the dog.
Yeah. Well, he can't. He'll learn. That's fine. Well, don't.
But I got to thinking about our ancestors. And did I have great grandmothers or great, 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 great grandmothers who prayed for her children? Mm-hmm. And their children, which meant they were praying for me.
Right.
And that really struck me.
Right.
And then I like that song, I just want to speak the name of Jesus over. And so I do. I speak the name of Jesus over every family member every day. And my main prayer for each of our family members is that they accept Jesus as Savior and that they're saved. And I go even for spouses. I know Sammy's only two, but God knows who he's going to marry.
Right.
So I pray for that, those spouses, that they would come to know Jesus and possibly know him before they would meet the grandkids.
Right.
So then I dove back into some things. That's why.
Here's the notes.
I just cannot get over your family history.
You're still stuck on the Dateline episode?
Yes. That's intense.
But we still believe God is God.
Right. I know. And that's like the I don't know.
It's the glue that holds us together.
Yeah.
But this was written by my grandfather. It was my mother's dad before he died. And he said, I want all my children to love one another dearly, work with them, their mother, and for them all to go to church, donate to the church till it hurts. And if differences come, take all their troubles to the Lord in prayer. All work together. Don't let hard feelings come between them. This I ask before God through Jesus.
That's from who?
That's from my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
That he wrote to his children.
Yeah.
And then my mother, I found a thing for her and from her, and she said, I pray for my family. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness. And then my dad didn't go to church.
Your dad didn't?
Oh, he was a truck driver. He was a go to church on Christmas and Easter.
Christers.
Yeah.
I know that term now.
But he chose to be baptized and join the church when I was confirmed in eighth grade. So I believe he's in heaven because I know we talked to him before he passed. But he was more or less an alcoholic. So he never disciplined. I don't ever remember a serious give advice with my dad. My mom was left to, he was on the road. She was left to discipline and How she did it and raised two kids, I don't know, because I don't think she had a quarter to her name at some days.
Oh, wow.
But we never wanted. Hmm. We always were. So then here's one of my dad's mother. She would say, hope, hope, and trust, and expect, and remember the Lord's promise. I will never leave thee nor forsake, and will give you the strength to bear what I will give thee to bear. Praise his holy name. That's the kind of thing she would write to us.
Hmm. The cursive.
That,
you don't
see
that very much anymore.
Yes. And I didn't figure that one out. But here she said, he says to come and lay down everything at his feet and go away and leave it there for him to take care of and rejoice in tribulation.
Hmm.
So that's the kind of background I've had. And it's right. Like, thank you, Lord,
mm-hmm.
that this was what my grandma did. Grandma Cat did a journal. So here's the last one. Well, here it is, good and bad. Sometimes my thoughts get to roaming, stopping a while here and there, sometimes a feasting, sometimes ashamed and sorry, but always thankful for the leading, guiding hand of my Lord that knows what is best for me and sees the future too, and will take me over Jordan to my permanent home he has prepared for me. So while I wait, I want to help make him known to others. The only way I know to do this is by serving and helping and others he has used to bring me to where I am today. And when I stray from the way, I know he will quickly bring me back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, first of all, how cool is it mm-hmm. that you still have stuff written down from? And because mm-hmm. that's the thing I've said. Once, like today,
handwriting.
Yeah, like if you just, how many people have stuff from that long ago? Because we went over and saw Winnie Miller. So she's somebody that her husband died when the kids were like, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old. Well, anyway, Derek was in my grade. We used to go play over at his house. Well, then we kind of reconnected with her after Sherry's mom died. And so we saw Winnie a lot. She supported the kids and lots of things that she did. Well, anyway, she's got cancer now. And so we went back. And so we're sitting there. So Winnie, same thing. So she pulls out these pieces of paper that she has saved. And so we were talking about land prices, just as an example. Oh. So she pulls out an article from the paper back then saying, we had a record in, you know, Adams County this week. Land prices.
Let me guess.
Don Inniger bought land for.
How many acres was it?
Huh?
How many acres was it?
Like 80 acres.
88. Okay, I'm going to say 100.
100 what?
Dollars.
$100 an acre?
No. Oh,
for the whole
acre. For the whole thing.
No, no, no. This was back in the 70s.
I don't remember. Okay.
Yep. Either way.
2000.
It was $1,000 an acre. You know, ground right now is selling for $12,000, $13,000, $14,000 an acre, you know, and she has all of those relics, like all of those old, just like you do. Mm-hmm. Like you have stuff, writings from things that happened a long time ago where I don't know if today, if you talk to people, one, I don't think they write anything down. So there'll be nothing generationally where somebody can open up something and say, this is what my dad, this is what my mom, this is what my grandma, this is what my grandpa was thinking. This is what they were doing. This is what they were praying mm-hmm. for. Like, yeah. I don't think there's very many people that have that.
But my mom had a cedar chest and it was loaded. And so the only way I could have still had my first grade report card was because my mom saved it
right.
and passed it on to me.
Right.
So I just threw that away this year.
Your first grade report card.
Yeah, because we were moving. You know, we've moved to the yellow apartments. Now we're in senior housing. And I knew I had to get rid of a lot of stuff. And I had all kinds of old things.
Right.
And my mom was a saver and maybe you could say hoarder and that kind of. But it was mainly this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think it's different too. People back then cherished things.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because you didn't have a lot. Today we just buy and throw away everything.
Right. So at Easter, because I was going through some of my stuff that just ran. I think I was looking for a birth certificate. So I was going through stuff and my mom had saved, like, again, all my school stuff and everything else. So I was reminiscing and going through that. And then I told my mom and she was saying, well, she has boxes for my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And they both didn't want them and
didn't want them,
or I'm pretty sure they gave it to her or they had it or something, then they didn't want them. But I, like, to me, that interests me. But in this world, like, that's not going to continue on.
Right.
Yeah, I could see that because, yeah, like you say, the journaling, my grandmother journaled, my cousin inherited that. So every once in a while, she'll post a page on Facebook for us cousins to enjoy seeing grandma's writings. And yeah, I just like to save, I saved the kids. I had their baby books and everything. So when they married and moved, I gave them each a big box that had all kinds of little things in it. I'd like to save little kids' drawings and paint, you know.
Right.
So when we moved, I gave each of them a little group of papers and newspaper clippings and yeah, I love to do that.
I think that's personality too. Why? Because I would save stuff. Like, and I do today. Like, I hold on to things way longer than I should if it has meaning from a person. Like handwriting, like
What's, you name something.
The all of my stuff from being in rehabs, jails, like the letters and stuff.
Like letters people wrote to you?
Letters people wrote to me. Yeah, just, or like, so I have a book from when I was in one of my rehab programs. And they made us write a journal every single day. So I have that for 3 months because they only made us do it.
Let me ask you this. Would you feel, would it feel more thoughtful if somebody wrote, sent you a card and wrote a personal note in it or sent you a text?
A note. Absolutely.
Yeah. But nobody does that.
No.
Right?
No.
Corinne, which one are you?
I prefer notes. I've got all the notes that Luke wrote me when we were dating.
Yeah, so if somebody was going to like encourage you, you would rather see encouragement through a handwritten.
Yeah.
Than you would through a text, huh?
I think it can be more sincere, but also I think, I don't know, people do text, so trying to take that, the value from the text as well.
Yeah, because when we first started the church, I used to send 3 cards a week.
You did?
So it would be, look around on Sunday, and I would write 3 cards a week.
Nice.
And
wow.
I would send them to people. I'd be like, hey, notice this, saw this. And I used to do handwritten cards.
Wow.
Then I quit
because
Sherry was like, you think anybody can read that?
Wow.
I said, well, what is that supposed to mean? She's like, I'm afraid people are going to see your writing and think you're stupid.
Oh, no.
So I am like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be writing these handwritten notes because I thought it was cool.
You know? Think you should keep doing that.
And then I, and she looked at one of them before I sent them. She's like, when you read and write, your intelligence level goes down like 20 points.
Well, my mother, read when she passed, that we go through her cedar chest, she saved every Mother's Day card, Christmas card, birthday card. I'm through years and years. I mean, she had tons of cards. She just treasured those. And she sent cards to people all the time. She could get more words on a postcard than anybody in our lifetime. I mean, she could write so tiny and get it all on one little postcard. So it didn't cost her much.
So do you think most people are, I'd rather have a card?
Yeah, and so I'm a big on pictures. I took pictures all the time. Our kids now, they don't want our old pictures.
They don't?
No. It doesn't mean that much.
I could go through old pictures for days and look for them.
And they're on their phone. Well, how's that?
I would rather hold it.
Yes.
And I would rather look at like my mom during my time. Like I would like to go back to generations.
We have a lot of old pictures from Jim's family of his mother and father's
brothers. Well, I want them. I'm going to come look at them.
No, you're not. You said you were going to go look at their paintings and you never showed up there either.
That's because I forgot about it. And Tammy never talked to me. But no, that would be amazing just to sit there and like go through history.
And our kids, when we were moving, I took everything out on the sun porch we didn't want. Set it all on tables, you know. Come take what you want of my treasures, you know, that kind of thing. Oldest granddaughter, Beth, she goes out. She comes home with a trial size bottle of hairspray.
That's
what she
That's
took?
All she wanted of her grandma's treasures. Yeah, she didn't save anything.
Of the picture, what did you have out there?
Dishes and housewares and things like that. Or
they don't think about that kind of stuff, though.
No.
Because their life is on a phone.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I would take some of my grandma's stuff and keep it because that would be meaningful for me.
Yeah.
But now their life is on a phone.
Our grandson bought our house. And his, of course, they've only been married 3 years. So his little wife, she was, oh, I love this. And I said, take all you want. So yeah. She was thrilled. But the other two, of course, the other have been married a while and they've got their stuff, you know. But
yeah.
Yeah. But all she won was a little hairspray for the car.
That's so funny.
But that's
okay.
We're at
40 minutes already.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Believe that. So we got questions.
We have questions.
You got through all the stuff you wanted to read, right?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you got it because that's cool.
Yeah, we do have questions. And then remember, we have to ask at least one of the questions.
Yes, got it.
We'll do one of the questions right now. This one is actually for you, Mike.
Uh-oh.
I think if it's the one, hold on, I gotta remember where I put it. I know this is a big situation, guys. There's a lot of text on here. I work on my phone, okay?
See, I would have to write it all down on a piece of paper.
I know.
Even if it was on my phone.
Okay, here we go. This one is from Angie Sendo.
Okay.
And she wants to know from you, Mike, do you think that ARs should be banned? Do not mention my name. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm really sorry.
There is no editing.
Oh, my gosh.
There is no editing.
There was no surprise. That was a shocker to me, too. Oops.
Yes. No,
you
I don't think.
Can't bleep that out, huh?
No, I don't think ARs should be banned. None.
No ARs.
No. I don't think they should. I don't think that there should be.
I don't think any guns should be banned.
Yeah. I don't think any. Again, I could go into the whole history of what I believe, but disarm the people. Any tyrant that has ever taken over the world started with disarming citizens.
Really?
If you could go to Hitler, you look at Hitler's campaign. Mm. Hitler's campaign was to keep everything peaceful, turn in all of your guns. We're going to take care of you. And so I believed in, again, you could go on this forever. I believe that you have the right to protect yourself. And I think you have the right to take care of yourself. And I think you should, I think there always should be a citizen army.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, there's way.
Right. Yeah, everybody does.
Right.
Yeah.
So no, I do not think that there should be any weapon bans. In fact, again, I might get in trouble. I think more people should be armed.
I agree.
I don't think you have near the problems, and I don't think there should be so many laws for justice being served. So if somebody is breaking into your house and
that's
is going to be
I'm
a criminal
saying.
And a thief,
yes.
you're going to do those things, I think you should be able to protect yourself instead of being so many laws that you can't protect. So I don't believe in any banning of any weapon. I think that
makes me think of a weapon I used one time.
A wooden spoon?
No, but wooden spoons have been in our history for sure.
A ruler.
We had a kid living with us and he was working on his car and he came in the house and stuck his hands in my dishwater. And I had I had a meat fork in my hand and it met his rump.
Oh, I thought the thing turned on.
You thought the garbage disposal.
Yes, that's my worst fear.
No.
You'll stick your finger in the garbage disposal?
Yes, I'm just afraid somebody's going to hold my hand on there or something. I don't know. It just freaks me out.
Okay, so questions for Linda.
Questions, that's right. Yeah, but the whole gun thing really annoys me.
Yeah.
It really does. We've had guns for forever. Mm-hmm. I forget where I was going with that, but I did have a really good point to make.
Maybe you'll come up with it, but you got all flustered since you mentioned it.
I know that's what
you
was really
supposed to.
That's what's really going on. I'm really sorry, Angie.
You said it again.
Oh, but I mean, I already said it.
No, I know, but people might have forgotten. No. Now you brought it back up again.
My bad.
Her name really isn't. Her name really isn't.
No, it's.
It was Tammy.
It's Mangie.
Mangie. Or Tammy. I think we should have said it wrong.
Okay. I didn't say her name.
No.
Anyways, Tammy Drum says, "I love her. How does she deal with Jim daily? LOL."
Tammy.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, God gets us through.
Yeah.
There you go.
You have to rely on him.
Yeah. We said over and over again, it was a God thing for us to get together. It was definitely God brought us together. Have we had our differences? Heavens yes. I mean, up and down. He's a ghoul. I mean, if you know any ghouls, yeah.
They're
different personalities.
Yeah.
Complete different family backgrounds.
Right.
And it's God that gets us through.
There you go.
Wow. Good.
I love him. I just don't like him.
This is the moment when if you could edit things, you put this big heart bubble in.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. That would be cute. All right. Kaylin Griffith wants to know, what is your favorite or a favorite childhood memory?
Oh, wow.
None of the Dateline episodes.
No, not those. With my cousins. I'm just so close with them. And I love Facebook for that reason. I can connect with all my cousins in Vincennes.
Yeah.
And those are my memories of, you look at our pictures, old pictures, it's with cousins, birthday parties, picnics.
Connecting with family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
From Sarah Jeffers, what are the keys to a lasting marriage and close family? That's a good question.
Love. God's love. You never mentioned divorce. Never, word never has ever come up between us. We made that pact years ago.
To never say never.
Yep. And I remember when we were dating, of Jim kind of grilling me. About
what?
Well, really, he just wanted to know where I stood spiritually.
Oh.
And we talked about that. And having the same background faith-wise, I think just gave us more strength.
Mm.
We had that. And we've always, as we've walked through life, it's not like he was way down the road ahead of me spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
If he was a little bit ahead, he waited and I caught up.
Mm.
And we've been side by side in agreement with that.
Mm. That's awesome.
That is.
Yeah. That's a lesson to learn.
Yeah. Like knowing the person before you marry them and then
walking a journey with them.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. And those were our questions.
Okay. Jenny, finish us up with the text.
So if you didn't receive a text and you want to be on our text group, text podcast to 260-408-8383. And that gets you into our weekly text where I send you a message of letting you know who's going to be on the podcast, and we want you to ask questions back because we want you to be involved. And then throughout the week, if you know somebody who wants to be on the podcast, or if you want to be on the podcast, or if you just have any questions or comments, go ahead and reach out to us.
Yeah. And so don't forget, so Jenny will be putting out a little clip from this podcast, and we'd ask that you would share it, like it, comment on it, direct people to it, because again, the more that you share it, the more you like it, the more you comment, the more people that we have that get involved and can hear the message. And again, I think today was super cool, like going back down memory lane and seeing some things that have been forgotten.
Yeah,
you know, family values, you know, what it means to love and endear your family, what it means to, again, remember and to cherish those things, and what it means, again, and you guys are a perfect example of, when the Lord's in the center of it, you can make your way through anything, right? And that was the story of like all of the Dateline things you brought up.
Yeah.
Right? That in the midst of all of that, the foundation was because of God.
Right.
You know, you guys could stay strong and make it through. And you're a perfect example of being able to go through tragedy and still come out on the other side, not hating, but your faith growing more. Yeah.
It's the only way.
Yeah. So Linda, thank you
for
joining us. It was great to have you on. Like always, I'm sure we'll have you on again sometime. You keep bringing us the stuff from a long time ago, so we can keep going back and looking. So thanks everybody for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.